city got rushing by.
Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and we have a very special show tonight. Tonight is part one of the Reagan anti-memorial. Now we know that you have been subjected to a week full of horrifying shit, of the rewriting of history, the virtual ignoring of the atrocities, the bloodshed, the sabotaging of the economy and environment, and the future of people who are not in the upper class, economically speaking. Well, after a week of saturation by the corporate media that deified the death of one of the worst living creatures in modern history, tonight is your time. Tonight is relief night. We will play all kinds of music that are appropriate for the theme, as well as some celebration and party songs. And we have a couple of birthdays, some comedy, some news, and the usual stuff. But this is a good time. We're not only going to cut the crap, but we're going to have fun doing it. There were people who passed away recently who were worthy of acknowledgement and paying respects to, one of whom was the late singer Ray Charles. Another was late peace activist for the last several decades named Dave Dellinger, and we'll talk about him later. And Robert Quinn, who was a guitar player in numerous bands, most notably Richard Hell and the Voidoids in the late 70s. And we're going to start off by playing tracks by Richard Hell and the Voidoids in memory of Robert Quinn, who, unlike that festering, depends-wearing war criminal and mass civilian massacrist, was a worthwhile person, worthy of public acknowledgments and respects. With Robert Quinn on guitar, this is Richard Hell and the Voidoids, starting with Blank Generation.
Get a face. It's fascinating to observe what the
belong to the collision, but I can take it or leave it each time. Sensation of life was aroused in ourselves. From the plot we digressed, knocked the books off the shelves, then burned down the house, then met in a bar with a motel attached, and kissed all the scars. We're chained now for good, but I tried.
Okay, let's let the celebration begin, starting with the song, Celebration, Good Riddance, Murderer.
Thank you.
Anti-memorial for the late Ronald Caligula Reagan without playing a couple of tracks by one of the least recognized but deserving bands from the early 80s called Reagan Youth. And the songs are really short, so we'll play two. We'll play Reagan Youth and Jesus Was a Communist in memory of one of the most reprehensible humans in history. Here is Reagan Youth.
Thank you. mail it to them in a garbage bag.
You heard Crucifux doing Hinkley Had a Vision. Reagan Youth did Reagan Youth and Jesus Was a Communist. Jello Biafra with Mojo Nixon did Are You Drinkin' with Me Jesus. Cool and the Gang did Celebration and started off with Richard Hell and the Voidoids doing Blank Generation and Betrayal Takes Two. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org, 9 to 11 East Coast Time, USA, as well as relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., also East Coast Time, USA, as well as, oh so appropriately, on Sunday mornings when the show is back-to-back with The Great Hour of Slack. Also relay broadcasted live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. Tonight is the Reagan Anti-Memorial Part 1 and all kinds of great stuff lying ahead. And anything not covered is just going to spill into the next couple of parts. We'll push back the planned themes for this month, since this came unexpectedly. And there also may be live guests in the next couple of weeks, and I'll let you know as soon as there's a definite word on that. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic fundamentalist or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, as in Dan Nunnuts Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, the biggest fucking moron after Reagan and before W. Bush, Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you could check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. Next week on The Reverend Is In, Part 2 of the Reagan Anti-Memorial. Yes, comfort and comic relief from the saturation of shit from the corporate media. And probably a Part 3 as well. Future themes when we're done all the Reagan stuff include pubic property, and we want input from everybody on that, and we will attempt to not only cover and inform and amuse and entertain, but also to deprogram people and to enable all listeners to deprogram others regarding all sex negative conditioning and programming, from religious guilt and programming to guilt, shame, condition, self-denial, denial of pleasure, denial of self-repression, and weird-ass value systems, and seeking input and analysis from all perspectives, liberal and conservative, the left and the right, the women's studies classes, and the Reverend Falwell University types, as well, every sphere of life, every movement, every scene, every circle, every strata of society, and how they are impacted by such conditioning. Pubic property, future theme, and seeking your input. Also, recovery for propagandists, for those who use hilarious, laughable terms like gambling addict, love addict, sex addict, porn addict, and every other kind of propagandistic construct that is used in the addictions and magical higher Santa powers industry. Another future theme, 3 retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush. Probable live appearance from Cindy Wildflower from wildflowerdesire.com, who was announced the last couple of months as the next bride on the show. However, before she travels to all these rainbow events, we might get her as a live guest, but without Mr. Honey, and you'll be the first to know if that is going to happen, as well as other maybe guests I'm not announcing until they are more definite, flashing way ahead in August. Coverage and entertaining the troops outside the protests of the Republican convention in New York City this August with a special correspondent, Pie Man from PieMan.org. And that will be most interesting. That will be in August. All of that is ahead on The Reverend Is In. We want to interrupt the show for some terrible, sad news. It is a sad day for America. It is a day of mourning. It is a time for grieving and tears. Mass serial killer John Wayne Gacy is dead, as well as Son of Sam and Ted Bundy. They will be given stateside funerals. We will interrupt television shows. We will put flags on their coffins. We will hold up the mail. And we will put them on Monopoly money. And we will bury them in the Capitol, because they left behind a very special legacy. And they all had very nice smiles, and they all could act very well. And maybe some people had some criticisms of them, but they were most likable. And people just don't focus on the good about these fine men. So the serial killers' funerals will be over next week. It'll be all over the television. It'll be all over the corporate kiss-ass media. And it'll be saturated and in your face until, even if you criticize these fine men in the past, there will be tears welling in your eyes. Now, maybe what you just heard repulses you, and that's okay, even healthy. But that is one millionth of how inappropriate it was to warn one of the most corrupt criminals, murderers, war criminals, and terrorists, as defined by killer of civilians, on 6 continents, possibly never fully accessible, to learn exactly how many people are dead because of him and his Contra wars and his covert wars worldwide. One of the worst economists, one of the most sabotaging person in history, with the exception of W. Bush, in sabotaging the American environment, economic infrastructure, one of the most filthily corrupt criminals in history, and one of the most knowingly complicit in murder, killers of any person's lifetime who is alive today. Therefore, the serial killer's scenario of a stateside funeral, or putting Ted Bundy on the dollar bill, or John Wayne Gacy on Mount Rushmore, or doing a Charlie Manson stamp, is only an infinitesimal fraction of how absurd it is to get into this absurd nonsense pertaining to Reagan, and tonight we counter that. And I do want to say that doing this theme and doing a show that goes this far is not meant to be a dick to the people who really were in his life, his kids, and what have you. And in fact, I will go so far as to say that if the family does listen, please turn it off and don't subject yourself to this. If you are somebody who knew him, who is not a total asshole from corporate America or the religious right wing or any of that kind of bullshit, then please turn it off. This is not to be cruel to those people who are innocent and related to him and couldn't help it. But this is to say that we refuse to allow this corporate media rewriting of history and glossing over an indisputable history and this manufactured and manipulated outpouring of Reagan, of sympathy to Reagan, and to manipulate him, to manipulate people into buying the image, buying the agenda, and once again being manipulated by imagery, similar to what we saw after September 11th, during war times, during any period where events, either real or imagined, can generate hysteria. As cruel as this seems, it is actually based on a profound sense of humanity. As sick as the show's theme may seem, it is actually rooted in a profound sense of humanity behind the humor, behind the music, behind the sentiment, and behind even the cruelty of the show. This is to say that it is healthy for a human to be sensitized to the world condition. All of the peasants, farm co-op people, and civilians who were massacred in Central America during the Contra Wars, all the people who were killed with American-funded and Reagan-funded landmines in Angola and throughout Africa, all of those people that we don't know, that we can't see, that aren't a part of our immediate world, are people who matter, just like the people closest to us matter. It is saying that in solidarity with the peoples of the world, including in the U.S., who were so royally fucked by this man, by all of the people who became homeless, from five figures of statistics to seven, and at his peak exceeding 6 million, an all-time high prior to W. Bush, to all of the people who died of AIDS, a disease virtually ignored by Reagan and not funded at all during the Reagan years. Those people matter, and this show tonight is dedicated to the survivors of all people who died unnecessarily before their time at the hands of the Gipper Zipper. The show is dedicated to you. It's going to be in at least two parts, probably three. Tonight we're going to play a lot of music and cover the songs. There's a zillion songs related to Reagan, and plus there's a lot of other stuff to cover. And so we'll stretch it out. We'll postpone it, other themes until a future show. And give you some resources to peruse during the song parts and take in input during the week. And thank you, people who sent me really cool stuff about Reagan. some of which is hysterical. And I got a great thing from Ms. Terry. I don't have a web link from it. Ms. Terry is from RadioLeft.com. The Reverend adores Ms. Terry, and she sent a memorial portrait of Reagan that looks like the Joker from Batman. And if you write and tell me you want it, I'll send it to you. If you write for any reason, let me also know if you want to be on the mailing list and get the Notorious playlists. Yes, I'm a couple behind, but I will catch up. And also send a playlist to tonight's show. We're also going to preserve this Reagan anti-memorial series for an alternative to the shit that's going out on the market. The commemorative coin, the commemorative holy cloth with his face on it, and whatever else they come up with. There will be a Reverend Bookburn commemorative Reagan anti-memorial CD series based on these shows, and thank you people working on that. And that is forthcoming. And so write if you're interested in any of that, and also send your input for the future Reagan anti-memorials, resources and information that debunk the Reagan myth. And let me know if you want the Reagan as the Joker from Batman graphic mailed to you. I'm going to give you a couple of links and then get into some music again. Let's see, you're hearing the Crucifix in the background. The Crucifix, like Jello Biafra heard earlier, are at Alternative Tentacles, alternativetentacles.com. The Crucifix CD is the first two albums in one big compilation, and it's entitled Our Will Be Done. And please remember to boycott the corporate scab version of the Dead Kennedys. And when you're at alternativetentacles.com, check out their benefit releases and great compilations. Jello Biafra's work and all kinds of great music on there. Alright, let's see. Some stuff for you to peruse. There are articles like, my favorite is by Greg Palast, and it's entitled Killer, Coward, Con Man, Good Riddance, Ronald Reagan, More Proof Only the Good Die Young. And that's by Greg Palast, the author of The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. Greg Palast, Greg, PALAST.com. And a hilarious, absolutely fucking hilarious article from WhiteHouse.org. Ronald Reagan, dead at 93. President's statement on the decade-late death of that Depends-wearing Hollywood phony. And go to WhiteHouse.org for that. And thank you, Perso, who sends me all this stuff. And there's all kinds of Reagan stuff, a lot at alternet.org. And a cartoon, a great cartoon at freepress.org. And if you can't find it, I'll send it to you, either as a part of the playlist or as a separate mailing so you can forward it to all your friends. And they will be hysterical with laughter. And we will discuss tribute ideas and some quotes. And I think the third memorial show, and possibly the fourth, will also have a special Reverend Bookburn funeral mass for the late Ronald Reagan. All of that is to come, and the Lord is returning to the show for the first time since, I believe, May of last year, to respond to the anointment, the self-proclaimed anointment by George W. Numbnuts Bush, as being elected for the first time president this year. The Lord plans to come back here to debunk that. Okay, no more Crucifix. And let's get back to the musical side of the show. I guess one of the big questions is he really dead? And we decided that we were going to personally check with the coroner. And is he here? Yeah. Yeah, send in the coroner. We want to make sure he's really dead. Alright, let's turn down Crucifix. Alright. Coroner. Is the late genocidal war criminal, worldwide war criminal, really, really dead? Here, unroll your little message scroll there and tell us whether or not Reagan is really dead. He's no longer babbling with his friends or soiling his large depends. And he is not just merely dead, he's really most sincerely dead.
This is the Wicked Witch of the West, and she's worse than the other one.
Who killed my sister? Was it you, little girl?
Oh, no. No, it was an accident. I didn't mean to kill anybody.
Well, my little pretty, I can cause accidents, too.
Oh, rubbish. You have no power here. Be gone before someone drops a house on you.
Very well. I'll bide my time. But you just try to stay out of my way, my pretty. I'll get you and your little dog, too.
I'm afraid you've made rather a bad enemy of her, my dear. The sooner you get out of Oz altogether, the safer you'll sleep.
Oh, I'd give anything to get out of Oz altogether. But which is the way back to Kansas? I certainly can't leave the way I came.
No, that's true. The only person who would know would be the great and wonderful Wizard of Oz himself.
The Wizard of Oz? Is he good or is he wicked?
Oh, very good, but very mysterious. He lives in the Emerald City. And that's a long journey from here.
Well, how do I start for the Emerald City?
It's always best to start at the beginning. All you do is follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Where trouble's not...
Poor little cat got a...
It is a cyclone! It's a twister!
...anymore. We must...
fell on her and killed her.
Oh, I'm Dorothy Gale from Kansas. What was that?
The Munchkins. They're laughing because I am a witch. I'm Glinda, the Witch of the North.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I've never heard of a beautiful witch before. But if you please, what are Munchkins?
The little people who live in this land. You're their national heroine, my dear. They were ruled over by a very wicked witch, and your house fell on her and killed her.
Ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch, oh witch, the wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. Wake up, you sleepy head. Rub your eyes, get out of bed.
You said she was dead.
That was her sister, the Wicked Witch of the East.
I am the captain of the Starship Enterprise.
Captain Kirk, this is Spock. Please step on the transporter.
Dilithium crystals hit by Klingon missiles. No!
I'm a doctor.
Not an actor.
Not a milkman.
What does that mean?
And I'm sorry, he's dead, Jim.
Photon torpedo!
Lieutenant Uhura, open hailing frequencies.
Yes, Captain Kirk, open hailing frequencies, sir.
Let's boldly go where no one's gone before. Beam me up, Mr. Scott. Sulu, go to warp.
Warp 3, sir.
No, that will be way too slow.
Warp 4, sir.
That still is way too slow.
Warp 5, sir.
It still is too damn slow.
Warp 6.
It's too damn slow.
Warp 7.
It's still damn slow.
It's too damn slow!
No, 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 no. Mr. Chekhov, Mr. Chekhov.
I am firing torpedo.
That will not work and would be illogical to me. To me. To me.
This is Nurse Ratched. When I'm not fucking over the poor, our patients, people with AIDS, or drug addictions, or mental illness, or social workers, or humane service providers, or sucking on Satan's cock, I listen to The Reverend Is In. This song is entitled Detachable Penis.
For too long, it makes me feel like less of a man, and I really hate having to
sit down every time I take a leak. After a few hours of searching the house and calling everyone I could think of, I was starting to get very depressed, so I went to the Kiev and ate breakfast. Then as I walked down 2nd Avenue towards St. Mark's Place, where all those people sell used books and other junk on the street, I saw my penis lying on a blanket next to a broken toaster oven. Some guy was selling it. I had to buy it off him. He wanted $22, but I talked him down to $17. I took it home, washed it off, and put it back on. I was happy again, complete. People sometimes tell me I should get it permanently attached, but I don't know. Even though sometimes it's a pain in the ass, I like having a detachable penis.
Get
Okay, we have some birthdays. We have special birthday wishes for former live guest on the show from September 2001, Diane Fornbecker from the Drug State, the Drug Policy Forum Tri-State, I can write legibly, or DPFTS.org. Medical Marijuana Advocacy Group in the Greater Philadelphia area. Happy birthday and hello to you, your honey, and that cute, cute baby. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Satanica, an ex-coffee goddess in the Reverend's world. And thank you to Dr. Susan Block. The great Dr. Susie had a very good birthday show last night on her audio and video streaming show. She had live guests, the great Porn Clown Posse, and they are awesome, as well as Sin, Mistress Cyan, and her slaves, a guy from Hustler who writes books. He has a new one out. And oh, God, there were too many. The Reverend, yes, called in to bless her on her birthday really late last night. Check her out at drsusanblock.com and her great editorials that she calls Terror Journals. Happy birthday to you. We're going to play you a song by Melanie entitled Psychotherapy. Lord, make this work.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the theories of Freud. He has taught me all the evils that my ego must avoid. Repression of the impulses results in paranoid as the id goes marching.
Thank you. what the psyche tries to hide. A thing is a phallic symbol if it's longer than
I really haven't seen this many people in one place since they took the group photographs of all the criminals and lawbreakers in the Ronald Reagan administration. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. 225 of them so far. 225 different people in the Ronald Reagan administration have either quit, been fired, been arrested, indicted, or convicted of either breaking the law or violating the ethics code. 225 of them. And Edwin Meese alone has been investigated by 3 separate special prosecutors, and there's a 4th one waiting for him in Washington right now. 3 separate special prosecutors have had to look into the activities of the Attorney General, and the Attorney General is the nation's leading law enforcement officer. See, that's what you got to remember. This is the Ronald Reagan administration we're talking about. These are the law and order people. These are the people who are against street crime. They want to put street criminals in jail to make life safer for the business criminals. They're against street crime. Yeah. Yeah, they're against street crime, providing that street isn't Wall Street. And the Supreme Court decided about a year ago that it's all right to put people in jail now if we just think they're going to commit a crime. It's called preventive detention. All you got to do now is just think they're going to commit a crime. Well, if we'd have known this shit 7 or 8 years ago, we could have put a bunch of these Republican motherfuckers directly into prison. Put them in the joint where they belong, and we could have saved the money of putting these country club pinheaded assholes on trial. Another thing you got to remember, this is the group of people who were elected with the help of the moral majority. Elected with the help of the moral majority and the Teamsters Union. That's a good combination. Organized religion and organized crime working together to help build a better America. Another thing. Keep in mind, these Reagan people are the ones that were going to get government off our backs. Remember that? That was the rhetoric of the 1980 campaign. We'll get government off your backs and out of your lives. Yeah, but they still want to tell you what magazines you can read, and they still want to tell you what rock lyrics you can listen to, and they still want to force your kids to pray in school, and they still want to tell you what you can say on the radio. The FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, decided all by itself that radio and television were the only two parts of American life not protected by the free speech provisions of the First Amendment to the Constitution. I'd like to repeat that because it sounds vaguely important. The FCC, an appointed body, not elected, answerable only to the president, decided on its own that radio and television were the only two parts of American life not protected by the First Amendment to the Constitution. And why did they decide that? Because they got a letter from a minister in Mississippi. A Reverend Donald Wildman in Mississippi heard something on the radio that he didn't like. Well, Reverend, did anyone ever tell you there are 2 knobs on the radio? Of course, I'm sure the Reverend isn't that comfortable with anything that has 2 knobs on it. But hey, Reverend, there are 2 knobs on the radio. One of them turns the radio off, and the other one changes the station. Imagine that, Reverend. You can actually change the station. It's called freedom of choice, and it's one of the principles this country was founded upon. Look it up in the library, Reverend, if you have any of them left when you finish burning all the books. Now, I don't know how you feel, but I have personally just about had it with these fucking church people. Just about had it. You know what I say we should do with these churches? Tax them. Tax these motherfuckers. If they're so interested in politics and government and public policy, let them pay their fucking admission price like everybody else. You know what I mean? Tax them. Hey, the Catholic Church alone could wipe out the federal budget deficit if all you did was tax them on their real estate holdings. And speaking of real estate holdings, let's get back to Ronald Reagan and his criminal gang. When last we left them, they were going to get government off our backs. Yeah, but when it comes to abortion, they don't mind government being in a woman's uterus, do they? Yeah, backs are no good, but uterus is okay by them. These people call themselves right-to-lifers. Don't you love that phrase? And don't you love the way these kind of people pervert the English language, right-to-lifers? You realize that most of the right-to-lifers are in favor of the death penalty, and they support the South American death squads, and they're against gun control, and they're against nuclear weapons control. When they say right-to-life, they're talking about their right to decide which people should live or die. So these right-wingers, you know... So these Reagan people, these right-wingers in general, these crypto-fascists, they're against homosexuality. They're against pornography. They're against sex education. They're against abortion. Yeah, they're going to get government off your back, but they're going to tell you how to live your sex life. And let me ask you this, how would they know anything about it? Have you ever taken a look at those people? No wonder they're afraid of their bodies. Take a look at them. Doesn't it strike you as mildly ironic that most of the people who are against abortion are people you wouldn't want to fuck in the first place? Doesn't it strike you as strange? Well, hey, I'm the first one to say it's a great country, but it's a strange culture. We got a strange culture. This has got to be the only country in the world that could ever come up with a disease like bulimia. Got to be the only country in the world where some people have no food at all and other people eat a nourishing meal and puke it up intentionally. This is a country where tobacco kills 400,000 people a year, so they ban artificial sweeteners. Because a rat died. This is a place where gun store owners are given a list of stolen credit cards, but not a list of criminals and maniacs. And now they're thinking about banning toy guns, and they're going to keep the fucking real ones. This is a place where alcohol ruins more lives than cancer, and everybody gets upset when some athlete gets hooked on cocaine. You know, Time Magazine and Newsweek, they put cocaine on the cover, but they put the liquor advertisements inside the magazine. It's the old American double standard, you know, say one thing, do something different. And, of course, the country is founded on the double standard. That's our history. We were founded on a very basic double standard. This country was founded by slave owners who wanted to be free. Am I right? A group of slave owners who wanted to be free. So they killed a lot of white English people in order to continue owning their black African people so they could wipe out the rest of the red Indian people and move west and steal the rest of the land from the brown Mexican people, giving them a place to take off and drop their nuclear weapons on the yellow Japanese people. You know what the motto... You know what the motto of this country ought to be? You give us a color, we'll wipe it out. You got it. So anyway, about 80 years after the Constitution is ratified, 80 years later, the slaves are freed. Not so you'd really notice it, of course. Just sort of on paper. And that was, of course, during the Civil War. Now, there's another phrase I dearly love. That is a true oxymoron if I've ever heard one. Civil War. Do you think any country could really have
A civil war. Say, pardon me. I'm awfully sorry. I'm awfully sorry. Now, of course, the Civil War has been over for about 120 years, but...
Not so you'd really notice it.
Because we still have these people called Civil War buffs. People who thought it was a really keen war. And they study the battles carefully, and they try to improve on the strategies and the tactics to increase the body count, in case we have to go through it again sometime. In fact, some of these people actually get dressed up in uniform once a year and go out and refight these battles. You know what I say? Use live ammunition, assholes, would you please? You might just raise the intelligence level of the American gene pool. But what do you expect? Hey, come on, this is a warlike country. We come from that Northern European, basically the Northern European genes, the blue eyes, those blue eyes. Boy, everybody in the world learned real quick, didn't they? When those blue eyes sail out of the north, you better nail everything down, motherfucker. Nail it down, strap it down, or they'll grab it. If they can't take it home, they'll burn it. If they can't burn it, they'll fuck it. That's what happened to us. And it's a warlike country. Come on. I mean, forget foreign policy. Even the domestic rhetoric is warlike. Everything about our domestic policy invokes the thought of war. We don't like something in this country, we declare war on it. The war on poverty. The war on drugs. The war on crime. The war on AIDS. The war on cancer. We got the only national anthem that mentions fucking rockets and bombs in the goddamn thing. You know what I mean? All right. Now...
Yeah.
You heard MDC doing Bye Bye Ronnie from the Millions of Damn Christians, This Blood's For You release. Before that, George Carlin did Reagan's Gang, Church People, and American Values from the What Am I Doing in New Jersey comedy release from the late 80s. Melanie did Psychotherapy. Beastie Boys did a recent tune for W. Moron Bush entitled World Gone Mad. King Missile did Detachable Penis. And before that, Artist Unknown did What If God Smoked Cannabis. Weird Al Yankovic did Star Trek Rhapsody. And started off with a track from the Wizard of Oz soundtrack, Ding Dong, The Witch is Dead. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is the Reagan Anti-Memorial, Part 1. Next week, Part 2, possibly with a live guest. And there is way too little time, even for a Part 1 and all the music and stuff. So as usual, there was extreme over planning. However, wanted to cover some stuff. Let's see. I'm hoping to come up with a kind of a reading of the dead feature where, similar to what they did during the Manson trial, where they went through the victims and everything that happened to them. Like, they would say, this person, two gunshot wounds, 68 stab wounds, and blunted objects. I want to do that with some of Reagan's murders, specifically in the Contra War. And since Reagan was also complicit in the rise of the Army of God, the anti-abortion terrorist group, who did less than a half a dozen acts of terrorism in the 70s, this escalated dramatically during Reagan and his regime because they refused to acknowledge it. They refused to call it terrorism. That didn't happen until Bill Clinton. And they refused to investigate it. So, similar to Bush, while they will shit-can a lot of freedoms and persecute a lot of people in the name of being against terrorism, when they have real terrorists who think like they do, they are a non-issue. So consequently, when Reagan and Ed Meese refused to investigate and crack down on the Army of God, the bombings skyrocketed to three figures, well over 100 in the 80s alone, and the shooting incidents had begun, as well as intensified harassment at the clinics. So among Reagan's murder victims are also the people killed by the Army of God and similar anti-abortion Al-Qaeda clone terrorist groups. And also in Reagan's murdered list are the people who were a part of anybody ever killed by the Taliban or Al-Qaeda themselves, since Reagan was a part of the buildup of the resistance in Afghanistan during the Soviet Union occupation. So what we want to do is we want to get a lot of, well, not all, because it would be every show for the next 20 years, but what we want to do is get a handful of people from the extensive list of Reagan's murder victims and read the details of them. Again, we can't do hundreds of thousands or a million or so, but we can just do like about a dozen. Your input is welcome on that, and we'll cover the details of that in one of the forthcoming parts of the Reagan Anti-Tribute. There was one part of all of this Reagan brouhaha that did make sense in a peculiar kind of way. They shut down this past Friday on Funeral Day, and I think this is fucking hilarious. They shut down the stock market in honor of Ronald Caligula Reagan. They shut down the stock market, but when you think about it, isn't that an appropriate tribute for a guy who fucked the economic infrastructure, who fucked the American people with a national debt and a deficit that was unprecedented, at least until W. Moron Bush came along, in American history, and caused the fucking stock market crash of 1987. So I thought it was appropriate to shut down the stock market in his honor, but maybe that doesn't go far enough. If you're going to acknowledge his ravaging of the economy by shutting down the stock market, why not bury a whole shitload of dioxin all around the country, also in honor of Reagan? And while you're at it, set up a lot of landmines. Oh, anywhere, in honor of Ronald Reagan. Go on a Contra rampage and kill a whole lot more civilians besides the ones already killed in Iraq. And go on a Contra rampage where torture, rape, and murder and dismemberment of civilians was rampant. The Ronald Reagan Memorial Contra Rampage in honor of the dead Gipper Zipper. Why not set off a nuclear bomb as a tribute to Ronald Reagan? Since they've escalated nuclear testing in the age of W. Moron Bush and Dick Cheney, representative of Halliburton Corporation, maybe burn and incinerate a national forest in honor of Ronald Reagan. Maybe do a few thousand or million evictions and intensify homelessness in honor of Ronald Reagan. And maybe another tribute besides putting his face on Monopoly money. Give a whole lot of people who don't have it AIDS in honor of Ronald Reagan and a disease that spun way out of control due to the negligence of the Reagan regime and their refusal to act because of the unpopularity and stigmas of the highest risk groups. I got some quotes for the tribute to Reagan. Pulled out some of the more memorable quotes. Let's see. I can read this handwriting. Here, the first one's from Nancy Reagan. Yay, no more changing those goddamn diapers. And did I have a great time walking around Officer Beefcake's arm? And did they do me good after the funeral? Margaret Thatcher. He couldn't get it up when he was with me in England, but we gave it our best Cold War effort. I think there's some more Reagan legacy stuff somewhere on this insane page of stuff written all over it. In addition to the Reverend's Reagan commemorative CDs, we were thinking of not just the phony dollars, but also commercials and a media announcement that we were going to distribute, and not really do it, but send media statements saying that we were going to distribute commemorative Ronald Reagan toxic sludge. And speaking of alerting the media, I want to encourage book burners out there to spread the word that since the Reagan circus has gone so far, and since people are running with blinders on, to write letters to the media and debunk the bullshit about the lovable, likable, popular, non-criminal man who single-handedly brought down communism and fought off space invaders with his Star Wars technology that cost billions of dollars, and also changed a little senior's flat tire in Wisconsin and just magically did all this great shit that even children are repeating. So letters to the media are in order, and I guess you know that the corporate media has been living in its brand new headquarters for the last week and a day. Yes, the new corporate media headquarters for the time being is kiss face first into the dead carcass of Ronald Reagan. And now you have another wake-up call, another reminder of how important it is to support independent media. Some examples therein are, of course, the main independent media site itself, indymedia.org, indymedia.org, here in beautiful Philadelphia. You can go to phillyimc.org, and you know that this last little outburst, this last little flicker flame of freedom of expression, of free media, of independent, non-corporate media that is also outside of the corporate entertainment industry, that's outside Clear Channel and Infinity, is outside all of that fucking bullshit, outside of the main corporate record labels, outside all of it, is always under threat, is always under fire, and this is something worth fighting for, because the alternative is a corporate media that can manipulate millions of sheep. And when I say that, I mean no disrespect or degradation of any kind to real sheep. But you see what happens after September 11th. You see what happens after the Iran hostage crisis of the 80s, in which Reagan ended up secretly trading arms for hostages, selling arms to the Ayatollah. That was real fucking smart. You see what happens when there is only the corporate media and corporate entertainment industry. We need to fight like hell to spread the word about independent media and fight to protect and, when necessary, defend it. Otherwise, if you think people are sheep now, when there are alternative voices out there, wait till there are none. Are there any more plugs? Let's see, if you want to see the Republican version of Jesus, go to, I don't even think there's www, I think it's just http://patriotboy.blogspot.com, and it shows Jesus in his little suit and tie and Republican emblem, and giving some pretty hilarious quotes. An article about the late 60s activist Dave Dellinger, who died a little over a week ago. He was in his late 80s. He also died of Alzheimer's. And he is worth remembering and is worth eulogizing. And there's an article by Tom Hayden about him remembering Dave Dellinger at alternet.org. And if you really want to win one for the Gipper Zipper, how about winning over stem cell research, which is being fought by all these Christian Taliban and anti-abortion fucks, even though it has the potential to treat and cure over a dozen diseases, including Alzheimer's. So in some bizarre way, Reagan did fuck himself, and even his widow is calling for stem cell research, which is being held up still today by the Bush Taliban wannabe regime. And there's an article about winning one for the Gipper Zipper and advocating for stem cell research at workingforchange.com. And if it's not com, it's org, workingforchange.org. Advocate for stem cell research, even Nancy Coffin Kisser is advocating that. And to see Dave Dellinger, who also died of Alzheimer's in the late 80s, but was a humane person and the opposite of Reagan and never killed anybody in his life, go to alternate.org, remembering Dave Dellinger, a person worthy of eulogizing, remembering, and acknowledging. Let's play a song, because I'm talked out. And all the shit not covered today will just carry over into part two. In addition to being a week after the death of Ronald Caligula Reagan, in addition to being the birthdays of Satanica, an ex-coffee goddess, Diane Pornbacher, and Dr. Susie, yesterday was the 10th anniversary of two murders perpetrated by the 100% guilty perpetrator and murderer, O.J. Simpson, who murdered his wife, Nicole, and a friend of hers, Ron Goldman. And so, in acknowledgement of 10 years of the murder perpetrated by O.J. Simpson, we're going to play a song by The Bass Holes. This song is entitled Hey O.J. Lord, make this turntable work.
Thank you. Machine And we send cards and letters. The oxen lie beside the road, their bodies baked in mud, and fat flies chew out their eyes, then bathe themselves in blood. And superheroes fill the skies, tally sheets in hand. Yes, keeping score in times of war takes a Superman. The junk crawls past hidden death, its cargo shakes inside, and soldier children hold their breath and kill them as they hide. And those who took so long to learn the subtle ways of death lie and bleed in paddy mud with questions on their breath. And we send prayers and praises.
We'll be right back.
Okay, we're going to go over time on RadioVolta.org. Going to lose the AN listeners. I believe the other two are going to also go over time. So I'll do the credits. We're still going to do Asshole of the Week and play some final tracks and do some final plugs. But before we lose the AN folks, let's do the credits. And then we'll hear from Ms. Terry. The Reverend thanks the following for assistance, information, or just plain inspiration for tonight's Reagan Anti-Memorial Show. Thank you, Kenny, Amoeba, Lord Jesus, Secret Tramp, Father Oblivion, Ed Gold of Canada, Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com, Lady Simone, Steph, Lady Pix Ann, Cindy Wildflower from WildflowerDesire.com, possible future bride on the show, and possible future guest without the groom, Everlasting Godstopper, Lobo Red, Tina Italiano, Tamika, Sister Ann, congratulations on your new job and escaping an abusive environment, Sister Ann. Mephistopheles, Lady Drusilla, Malik, Shelley, Leanne and Tim, Josie Red, and Annie Red, no relation. Holy Bloody Mary, Justin's V, Jennifer R. from Independent Media Research, Bipolar Bear, Mac Goddess and Family, Plantard, and the UK Bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, and Lebanese Bookburners, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Sarah, Coffee Goddesses, Dark Lady, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from the Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner, ProChoiceLeague.com, all clinic defenders, and congratulations, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, which turned 17 years old this weekend. Longest in the country. Jennifer Hunter, possible future live guest as well, from jenniferhunterconsulting.com. Deicide, Pie Man, from pieman.org. Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey. Wooden Shoe Books and Records, nonprofit collective in Philadelphia on 5th Street, between South Street and Lombard. The Lisa Bouchel Band, the Laura Shea Band, Joe Keithley, and DOA. All of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and looting by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay. The two Washington outlets that broadcast this show as well, Dallas Blanchard, Book Burners Everywhere, and to everybody on the post-Dead Reagan party train. And in particular, the people at Diane Fornbecker's birthday party, and also Dr. Susie's live guests while the Reverend called in, and to people celebrating and writing media letters and otherwise reversing the tide of the Reagan media circus. Thank you from the Reverend. All right, let's stop playing.
This is the Atheist Radio Network.